Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, the tech tools available for entrepreneurs ready to launch their ideas and the biggest face-to-face networking mistakes that can crush your image. Those stories after this. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know: 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan's ranking as a top 10 pro-business state. 2000 is the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. We'll start with this. One of the topics we cover during this broadcast is the tools available for small business owners. So let's envision this scenario. Perhaps you're a recent college grad or someone who simply wants to launch your own small business. What's the technology available and who can help? For that, we've reached out to one of our sponsors, Dell, for insight on how to get your idea going. We're joined by Eric Day, Executive Director and General Manager for Dell Small Business. Eric, explain Dell's involvement in small business.
Given that Michael Dell is an entrepreneur himself, small business, especially in the U.S. market, is really near and dear to the heart of who Dell is. Dell puts a pretty massive investment on being really involved in the small business community. So we have, for instance, huge programs like we have an entrepreneur in residence. So we have a person that actually works full-time at Dell to completely network globally with entrepreneurs all over the globe. And then, you know, what that person will do is that, you know, she'll kind of feed into the different regions globally around how to be able to make sure that we get technology and financial solutions to entrepreneurs all over the world. We also do a massive, it's called the Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network. It's a massive global campaign for women entrepreneurs globally as well. Huge, huge here in the U.S., but also globally. We're going to have a huge event in June in South Africa this year where we have, you know, women entrepreneurs all over the world come and we talk about technology and how we can kind of help them. And then obviously here in the U.S., my organization completely supports small businesses that have between 1 and 99 seats that spend around $25,000 a year in technology. And what we do is we have, you know, online services obviously through our website, Dell.com. We also have, you know, over 200 sales reps that either will chat with you or call with you to talk about whatever solutions you need, from technology to services to financing to whatever it needs to make sure that you have what you need as a small business. You know, a lot of people these days feel like they need to go down the street and talk to a VAR, you know, because they can kind of have that face-to-face with that person. But, you know, we want to make sure and remind people that the direct model, which Michael Dell kind of built his business on, is still alive today. And, you know, we have sales reps, you know, all over the United States kind of working with our customers to give them everything that they can get anywhere, which I think is, gives us a little bit of a great advantage in the market.
Recent college grads want to launch something. They have an idea. They're going to tap free Wi-Fi, for example, at a coffee shop or something. They look to Dell. Like, what kind of solutions here?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's a great question. So normally what will happen is that, you know, we spend a lot of money in both broad reach and kind of transactional marcom. So most likely that college graduate will know Dell because they saw some of that marketing. They would either go on our website or call us. They would obviously talk then to a sales, you know, representative or sales agent, and they would walk them through what they're actually doing. So we'll talk to them about their business. We'll get a better understanding of what their needs are now and what their needs could be, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, which is the life cycle of technology these days. And we'll walk them through all of that solution, right? From anything as tactical as what processing speed they need to what their budget is, to what services they might need. One of the things that Dell really prides herself in small businesses are Pro Support Warranty. This is a full service warranty that they can get from Dell, where they can actually call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, into a technical support agent that will actually talk through any hardware or software issue that they might need. So one of the big things in the industry right now is security, right? There's security on the processor, there's security on the operating system, there's security in the technology, there's security in the cloud. And a lot of these new businesses and these new college students, they don't understand how to make sure that they tap into that security, protect their customer data. So we'll walk them through all that through our Pro Support service. And then one of the most important things is for that college graduate is that most likely they don't have a lot of cash flow. Yeah. Their new business is probably non-revenue generating at the time.
Sure.
So we offer a bunch of different financing options for these customers so that we can make sure that they can actually pay off their technology at their speed so that we can actually work with them as they actually build their business.
We're speaking with Eric Day. He's Executive Director and General Manager for Dell Small Business. And we're talking about tech tools for entrepreneurs and small business owners. How about some of the collaborations you guys do? Because when you and I first met, we were at a WeWork event in New York City. Explain what the entrepreneurs there were up to and how they got involved.
Yeah, so this is a really fun story to talk about. So entrepreneurs of today, right, do not want to work out of their home, right? They want to feel more established to their customer base, but they can't necessarily afford their own office space. So what they do is they team up with WeWork in these major cities, which allow for them to rent different parts of office space for them to be able to work out of, so that they can have an actual corporate address, they can get mail there, they can have customer visits there, to give them a more professional environment as they're getting started up. Well, this is a great opportunity for Dell. So we're starting to partner with WeWork, and in Miami, New York, Chicago, that's it for now. What we do is we have these Dell Tech Labs, which right now offer technology solutions for people to touch and feel as they're working. So if they have an old piece of technology and they're looking to upgrade, we actually have a Dell expert in all of these tech labs that will actually walk them through Dell technology to help them with their technology solutions they need right on a WeWork facility. Now, we hope to, in the future, expand that relationship into offering IT services and things like that. So as these people have problems potentially at these WeWork locations, we can help them out no matter what piece of technology they have, and then also try to get them to look at growing their technology solution as they grow in their business right there on location. So we're really excited about that partnership, and we think there's a lot of opportunity as WeWork grows that we can grow with WeWork and offer these technology labs and these technology solutions for their members. The other thing we're doing, and the event that you and I met each other at, Gordon, was at a Northside meetup. So Northside Innovation, it started out as actually a musical kind of festival that has turned out to be this great place for entrepreneurs, you know, whether you're a DJ or an artist or you name it. And they're coming and they want to figure out how to grow their business. So at these meetups, we're teaming up with Microsoft, coming up with these really cool, different topics, like, you know, how important it is to fail in business, right, so that you can learn and develop and grow your business.
Yeah.
You know, what the importance of, you know, adding video into your marketing and into your brand to grow your brand. So there's these, you know, great ways for these, you know, this kind of grassroots entrepreneur community to kind of come in and learn from experts like Dell, Microsoft, Northside, WeWork, on how to grow your business. So those are a couple of partnerships that we're really excited about that we're trying to drive a lot of different small business networking.
I know you're somewhat biased, but give me a sense of, broadly speaking here, the environment for small business owners and entrepreneurs right now.
It's funny. I think that, as the economy strengthens, which I think we can all agree that it strengthens. I think there's definitely some, you know, still concerns out there. But as the economy strengthens, it means that the small business community is strengthening, because the heart of the U.S. economy is within our small businesses. So I think the reason that Dell is investing so much right now in small businesses is because we believe that that's kind of what's fueling a lot of this economic growth, which is great. And I think Dell really wants to be at the forefront of making sure that we can help these businesses be successful. And what we're learning is that having new and having up-to-date technology is such a critical way for those small businesses to be successful in order to be able to keep up with a very, very changing environment in kind of the world of technology. And what one strength that Dell has always had is that we've always been on the forefront of new technology, especially when it comes to computing, and that's kind of what is the heart of a small business, right? If you have 10 people in your office, your technology solution is not that advanced. But the great thing about Dell now and Dell in the future is that we offer a soup to nuts technology solution no matter how big your business is. So we literally, at the very start of your business, we can help you grow throughout. So the way that Dell works is that when you come into our company as a small business, you come into my division, we work with you, we help you grow. Once you kind of grow out of my division, we actually move you to an account executive model where you actually have a one-to-one account management relationship where we actually can then send people on site. You know, we'll have system consultants to help with any type of enterprise or data center that you might be building. So no matter where you are within your business growth, we're going to be there with you every step of the way. And I think that's really kind of the great thing about working with Dell.
Thanks, Eric. That's Eric Day, Executive Director and General Manager for Dell Small Business. Coming up next, face-to-face networking mistakes.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Even with professional social media sites such as Twitter or LinkedIn, it's very easy to create a perfect you profile behind the screen. But as allbusiness.com writes, there's no escaping the importance of face-to-face interactions to help you network. Correspondent Sean Griffin takes a look at some of the biggest networking mistakes that could kill your professional image.
Here are some networking blunders that allbusiness.com says prospective entrepreneurs should avoid. Interrupting conversations. It's still in bad taste to cut off discussions between others. Next, practicing the hard sell. Do not push your products and services right from the start. Thirdly, being all me, me, me. Instead, ask open-ended questions and assess whether or not your contact may be a viable prospect. Also, talking directly behind someone's back who may be at the event or about your clients. And finally, dressing like you don't care. Err on the side of being slightly overdressed for an event. Avoid these networking missteps and put your best, most engaging you out there every time. Gordon?
Thank you, Sean. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, keep the emails coming because I do want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.